See how the charming Celia lies upon her bridal bed. There's no such beauty at court, she's fit for the sport, and she looks so lovely in white and red. After the first and second bout, the bridegroom begins to slack his pace, but she cries, "Come to me, and lay your cheeks close to my face." Tinkle, tinkle goes the bed to the bell, whilst calm and time they keep. With a parting kiss they end their bliss, and so retire to sleep. Until the morning it does dawn, and the sweet lark does sing, when shades they begin for to fade, that did the world in vain, and discloses the pleasures of spring. Then they to walk abroad prepare, and in some grove lie down, when her white thighs she does lay bare, when her white thighs she does lay bare. Whilst his clapper does make his great bill roar, the first and second peal, whilst that in their joy they seem not coy, nor their passions conceal. For the joy it being past, fresh ones they still do bloom, as if all things did conspire to yield their desire, with such sweet joys that we'll ne'er consume. But whilst the crystal springs do stream, and myrtle shades most pleasant are, which the nymphs they do raise, whilst they embrace each other still, with all the pleasures Cupid can yield, whilst they pant in love the powers above, with envy view the field. And wish they so happy were, such charms that they might know, and Venus herself grows proud to see how they crowd, to admire her conquests here below, where Cupid did shoot equal darts, and made each feel his mighty power, which nothing can resist but his Godhead all must adore. Whilst he makes each proud heart to submit to his obliging will, while Celia does keep her spouse from sleep, and makes him his task fulfill. Then to feed the tender lambs unto the folds they haste, and the violet beds they press, then the time you'll guess, they neither of them do idly waste, but with soft murmurous charms of love each other they do still supply. No joys like harmless love, which lasting is and cannot die, but endless joy it does still create, which nothing can exceed, while the streams below do freely flow and great contentment breed. Damon and Celia in their love seek each for to outvie, to the world examples set, none so true e'er met, since bright Phoebus did adorn the sky. How blessed then our wedlock joys, where all things do conspire our bliss, when soft the fair bride cries, love charms with a murmuring kiss. While under the window the music sounds, she hugs him in her arms, on her back she lies with turned up eyes, and lulls him with her charms.